But recently, in the past couple of years, I was trying to figure out ways to integrate those two things together. I'm a doctor and I'm a gamer. What if, what the hell? You've got your peanut butter in my chocolate and my chocolate in the peanut butter. Give me a break. Give me an actual break. It's like she actually really did do that. It's like she actually didn't know what like Reese's peanut butter cups are. And then she actually like tripped over and spilled some chocolate into the peanut butter jar, then ate it out with a spoon. Like, this is incredible. I think I'll market this. Like Lindsay's peanut butter chocolate spoons. It's delicious, isn't it? The handbook of peanut butter. Like, it's already existed. It already existed years before you. There were people doing exercises going, you know what? I actually did sports science and I'm a gamer and I might even be a low-level pro. I've realized there's a connection between the two. There was people doing the job. That's why, by the way, you have to be gamer.underscore on fucking Twitter because you didn't even get there first. There is no gamer doc for you. It's not even, it's GamerDoc. He's already there. He's already working for Riot Games, mate. This is ludicrous. There's loads of people. By the way, classic sign of the grifter is this. They come in and they don't just go, I'm a doctor who works in the esports business. They go, I am the doctor who works here. I am the esports lawyer. This is the official podcast of esports. Like, by the way, before anyone goes, you call yourself the esports historian. Right, quickly, you got 10 seconds. Name someone who started before me in 2001 and is famous and they would take the role of esports historian. Maybe even describe themselves. One, two, three. You couldn't name a single name, never mind three. You couldn't name one. I've already told you a bunch of people that are already known more than this person, even associated with that tag, and have done that role. But there's loads that are behind the scenes that aren't even famous, that don't just market themselves like they're a genius, like they're the Tesla of their field, just figuring it all out while us dum-dums were over here the whole time for 20 years. Like, why does my wrist hurt? Must just be too many up spaces and back. Must be too much clicking on the mouse. Well, guess there's no way to fix that. Throw that arm away. Give me a break.